Hey, it's EJ and Ellen. Thank you for joining us at KMBZ.com.
And here's another person of the week.
Two young men.
Two instruments.
One shared language.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya?
It's not really unusual, I think, to bring students out expressively in music, especially in this population, but really in any population, it has a different way of accessing emotions, feelings. It has a different way of accessing education, learning in the brain.
Rich Yamamoto and Gabe Lewis have become a bit of a local internet sensation of late.
It started when Rich, a 15-year-old sophomore at the Kansas State School for the Blind, was walking down the hall with his harmonica.
Gabe heard him.
Whoa, you play harmonica? And I'm like, yeah, Gabe, I play harmonica. And he goes, well, I play piano, and I know how to play Piano Man. And I said, well, I know how to play Piano Man, too.
One, two.
And a new musical collaboration began.
Gabe has amazing talent, and I've heard him play other songs on the piano and synthesizer, and I think that he has a lot going for him.
I just kind of took lessons. I've been playing since I was about 5.
Gabe is in the school's transition program in his final year. He's preparing for life after school.
Both young men, blind since birth, have a special connection to music.
Music is therapy for me. If I'm having a really good day, you know, I'll play something pretty happy on either the harmonica or the trumpet. Usually the harmonica is meant for happy songs and the trumpet is meant for why did today even exist.
And it seems that the connection they have with music was fostered by the School for the Blind.
We're talking about two kids that are naturally musically talented.
Penny Eichel knows both of these young men well.
Even the kids that aren't naturally musically talented, music will speak to them and be one of those outlets for them.
Penny is the music therapist at KSSB.
It's using music as your tool to meet non-musical goals. So like speech, academic, expression, language, physical movements, social skills, anything. And you heard Rich talking about, he mentioned that music was his therapy. And in a way, that's a lot of people's therapy.
She's got a way about her.
Andrea Schirmer is the director of field services at the Kansas State School for the Blind. She says music unlocks a whole nother world for Gabe, who's not only blind, but also on the spectrum.
I think for Gabe, it's his way to express. Whether it's joy, whether it's fear, whether it's, you know, just his way to communicate with people. Just having a conversation, answering questions, has a really hard time with his expressive language. But he gets behind a piano and there's just no end to it.
Gabe and Rich both hope music will be more than an outlet.
I probably might work in a studio.
As a studio musician?
As a studio musician.
It's always kind of been one of my biggest ideas for a career path is music. Production, songwriting, or performance, or something like that.
Is that harmonica always attached to your belt?
Yep. Yep. It's easier to carry.
Maybe you've seen the video of Rich and Gabe on social media.
And clearly they're hoping somebody else will see it too.
You know, I would love to be on stage with him playing the harmonica and having Gabe on the piano. Yeah. If he sees this, I hope that he's like, man, these kids know what they're doing, instead of, they stole my song, I'm on royalties.
You can tell that Rich and Gabe feel a special connection to Billy Joel and his music.
And that both feel a special connection to this special school as well.
Yeah. What does this give you that you haven't gotten in a more traditional educational setting?
Friends. Friends, independent and daily living skills, a more understandable math class and science class for me. A sense of confidence.
What do you want the sighted community to know about you?
Just because we're visually impaired doesn't mean we're any different from anybody else. Doesn't mean that we can't like run. Doesn't mean that we can't cook. Doesn't mean that we can't clean, do dishes, any of that stuff. We're all different in our own ways, but we're all the same, basically. We can still do what sighted people can do.
So, there's only one small chapter of this story that's left to write.
Everybody!
The chapter in which our persons of the week show the piano man himself how it's done. If you know somebody who ought to be our person of the week,
let us know. Send us an email to ellen@kmbz.com or ej@kmbz.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And check back every week for another person of the week at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.